analysis and the game stats so far, it's time for the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Welcome back to the McDougal Auctioneers broadcast booth in Hamilton. Best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. Our sideline reports are brought to you by Ritchie Brothers. We love CFL football. Enjoy the game. Call Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers for all your buying and selling needs. Visit rbauction.com. Each Wednesday, we do a Where Are They Now segment on the Sports Cage on 620 CKRM, our flagship station in Regina, for Rough Rider broadcasts. And take a walk down memory lane with a sporting figure, usually a CFL player during football season. I had a chance to catch up recently with Shamari Williams.
Did you find more out about yourself in adversity, like in a down year like 2011, as opposed to maybe like a 2010 or 2012 when you guys had kind of a playoff team, or even 2013 when you were with Hamilton? Do you find more about yourself when you're going through an injury or going through a bad season?
Yeah, like, you know, it's going through a bad season is always tough, because everything seems to be super negative, right? And you're just trying to, everybody's motivated to play. Everybody wants to do well. And then when your team's not doing well, you know, the quarterback gets it bad, the running backs get it bad, the defense gets it bad. So it's always kind of, you just have to learn how to tune everything on. I think as kind of my career kind of went on, I learned how to kind of, you know, Twitter and stuff was just really becoming popular, right, and all those social media stuff. So, but I learned even earlier, or after a few years in the league, that, hey, you got to tune all that stuff out. And, you know, I guess when I first started playing, it was like, you know, you can't listen to the newspaper clippings. But then when you get to social media, it's like, man, you can play a bad game and you can go on the internet and everybody's ripping you. So you learn quickly. You got to learn to tune that stuff out too.
So you were with Queens, your alma mater, and you're with UBC now as a recruiting coordinator, D-line coach. Did you always have an eye for talent? Is that something you've got to have, or can you grow into becoming a good talent evaluator?
Well, you know, I think I've been doing it for so long. So even when I was in the CFL, even when I was in university, I was always helping other kids get scholarships. So I was helping, you know, a whole bunch of other kids get to the next level. Like, you know, Frederick Pulisic, who plays in the CFL, you know, I helped him get a scholarship. You know, Phillip Blake, I helped him get a scholarship to Baylor. There was so many guys that even when I was playing, I was helping getting to the next level. And I had a little business that I was doing on the side. So I do think it's something, especially when you play the game, you can kind of see what talent coaches are looking for. But it's something that I think you just learn as you're kind of doing it, and learn as you kind of grow, being a recruiting coordinator and finding out what's going to be successful. And then now, you know, doing it at the university level, like, I know kind of, like, I recruit guys who I think are going to have the skill set to play in the CFL. So the guys who are going to be the athletic enough to play in the CFL. And so I've just kind of, just from being around football, playing at a high level of it, you just kind of learned what coaches are looking for, or what skills really translate. You kind of know who the good players are when they're in grade 11 and who the top players were.
What makes you a good talent evaluator? A recruiter, I guess, is the better way to look at it. We talked about talent evaluating. What makes Shamari Williams a good recruiter? You know, how can you hook him in?
Yeah, so I still feel like I'm young, and I'm kind of like, hip to what all the kids want and what all the kids kind of need. And I'm just super relentless on kids. Me and Coach Nill are a good tag team, and what we kind of built for a program. And I'm just really good at kind of reiterating that message to kids and kind of just building that relationship with kids. I think, you know, I'm super savvy on the internet and with where the mediums where kids are. So I'm able to kind of reach them where they are and just kind of build that relationship and kind of be, you know, a person that they can kind of trust and make a good decision. And then I think what makes, even with Coach Nill, is just that, you know, the family relationship that we're able to build with all these players, you know, just making sure that, you know, we're not just recruiting the player, we're recruiting the entire family so that they can feel comfortable, you know, sending their kid all the way to Vancouver. So I think I've learned a lot from him in that sense, and just how to kind of include the family and make the family better. And I'm just good job of building that relationship, even with the young players that we want in our program.
Welcome back to Tim Hortons Field here in Hamilton, where the Saskatchewan Rough Riders lead the Hamilton Tiger Cats 14-9. We'll be back with our halftime rewind and also our standout stat of the half. You're listening to the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
breaking down the game so far, it's the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Cody looking, throwing, now it's caught at the 5 to the goal line! Is that a touchdown? It's a touchdown! Saskatchewan, Kian Schaefer-Baker, and the Riders capitalize on the face-masking penalty to, no, he's going to fake the handoff. He's going to go up top, down the right sideline, and that one is caught by Anthony Johnson inside the 10 at the 7. Great play fake. Evans keeps off the right side. He pushes to the goal line. And this time he's in. Dane Evans scores the touchdown. Here is a play action pass. And Evans going up top, down the right sideline. That one is picked off by Nick Marshall. What a great play. And Mario Alford, more just inside his 50. Alford on this near side by his 40-yard line. Here's the rush, and it got blocked, and it's on the ground, and the Riders have it. Great job blocking the punt by Blaze Brown. Cody now, Lennius motions to his right in the backfield. Cody takes a shotgun snap. He's going to throw to the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown, Saskatchewan. Takes a shotgun snap. He's going to throw down the middle. That is caught. Oh, what a grab by Kian Schaefer-Baker. He gets up spinning the ball. Field leaks out to the left. A pass. Oh, is that intercepted? It was picked up. He tried to dump it underneath. And Pete Robertson, Pistol Pete, picks it up. And that's your Halftime Rewind, brought to you by Johnson's Grain. For all your grain marketing and crop input needs, visit johnsonsgrain.com. Time now for your standout stat of the half, brought to you by Reliance Heat Water Heater Rentals, serving Southern Saskatchewan for over 50 years with short-term flexible contracts. Call 522-5866. The Wall of Honor, newest addition, Danny McManus, former quarterback with the Hamilton Tiger Cats, led them to the 1999 Grey Cup after losing in 98 to Calgary. They would go on to beat the Calgary Stampeders in the 99 Grey Cup in BC. And if you remember, Danny McManus was a quarterback not only for the Blue Bombers, but he also quarterbacked the BC Lions along with Ken Austin to that 1994 Grey Cup victory over Don Matthews and the Baltimore Stallions. I think they were the Stallions and not quite the CFLers, as they became the CFLers later when they had a big fight with the Colts. But yes, Danny McManus being honored, number 14 on the gray pickup truck with his family on the bed, and they're going to drive around the field to the adulation of the fans here at Tim Hortons Field. Time now for our standout stat of the half. I know I kind of took a cab around that stat, but I just wanted to describe what was going on down at field level. Looks like Danny's got a beer in his hand too, which doesn't surprise me. I remember meeting that guy once at a Grey Cup in Regina in 2005 when we hosted it, or three when we hosted it, and he was selling t-shirts for the Canadian Football League Players Association. That would be the equivalent of like a Drew Bledsoe selling t-shirts at the Super Bowl for the NFLPA. Just a down-to-earth guy. Now on the football administration side, he could be a GM one day somewhere. Our standout stat of the half, though, Cody Fajardo, 17 of 19 for 171 yards, two touchdowns and one interception. That interception came when he was hit as he threw the football when Evan Johnson missed his block. He's been sacked three times, too, but a pretty good half for Cody Fajardo. That is our standout stat of the half, brought to you by our friends at Reliance Heath Water Heater Rentals. When we come back, second half action on the Quality Tire Scoreboard. The Rough Riders leading the Hamilton Tiger Cats 14-9 here on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.